You're on.
Meeting of the Congressional Affairs Committee will come to order. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton? Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. Next item on the agenda is prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come here this morning and start our first meeting of the day. Father, we just ask for your blessings, guidance, and grace and mercy. Be with us as we have many items on the agendas for a day of work here. Help us make the best decisions, and your will be done. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Are there any minutes? Yep. April 7th.
Are you the vice chair?
Means everything will go very smoothly.
There's no doubt about it.
Chair would entertain a motion to approve the April 7th minutes. Motion has been made by Congressman Maker.
Second.
Second by Congressman Tillman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Next item on the agenda is payables. Please note that some of these payables are stamped confidential, so I think the content of the payable is discussable. I guess this is one payable. Mr. Gill, are you here for that reason?
What is it? I'm sorry, which one are you on?
Are you here for a specific reason or just
Lyons and Clark?
Moral support?
No, just the Lyons and Clark bills. Okay. In case you had any questions, I've reviewed them. They look proper to me. There is one interest charge of $20.87 on the Nolan case. It did take us a little time to process that invoice, so I don't believe that the interest charge is improper. I have sent an email to Mr. Lyons asking if he would waive it, but he hasn't gotten back to me. That was just this morning. So.
Okay. I asked somebody at some point to break out what fees were attributable to the subpoena case that we had to file, the subpoenas that we had to file to get documents. Has that happened to your knowledge?
He has those invoices broken out. The three invoices there, the subpoena case has a balance of $390 on it right now. The bigger ones are the Nolan is around $2,700, and the declaratory judgment action is the largest one at this point for the filing of the brief.
Is that the only bill on this that we've gotten on the subpoena case?
No. Now we've received a previous bill on that one. I believe it's in that statement at the end of it. If you look at the very back of it, they'll say previous balance and then the amount paid.
Okay.
I believe we paid invoices in the area of $18,000 to $20,000 so far on all cases combined, if you added them all up, and then this would be in addition to that. So we're looking at another.
So we're at $40,000 on this.
Approaching it, if not a little over.
Questions? Long conference call. Yes.
Did you want us to go over this and read this? come up with questions, or we owe it, we pay it, correct?
Well, I mean, you have had legislative council go through it to make sure that things were in order. That's, in my opinion, what you should always do, is review your legal bills to make sure that there aren't items on there that inadvertently got on there, or there's something that you're questioning, you know?
And occasionally, we do catch something. Doesn't happen that often, but once in a while, something inadvertently gets put on there, shouldn't be your...
Without any further question, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the payable in the amount of $20,991.38 to Lyons and Clark for three matters.
So moved.
Motion by?
Second.
Congressman Tillman, second by Congressman Maker. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes. Yes. RJ?
Aye, I said yes.
Okay. Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the congressional website. I ask Otto to put that on there. We have not updated our website in years, and it still has something that the executive branch stuck on there, which is a mission of the Congress. And frankly, you know, the Constitution spells out our mission, so to me, we should put the constitutional mandates in there, as well as any laws that we have. I think we should talk about that we follow our court, we have our congressional rules, we have policies and procedures, and just set out our schematic for governance, and then talk about passing laws, writing laws, drafting laws, hearing them in committee, what, you know, whatever we do, we need to set that out in our website. So this committee can take the lead in that, or we can do a subcommittee, but to me, we need to get on getting our website. Plenty of people told me that if you don't have a website that you're going to keep current, you're better off without a website. It's pretty clear nothing's happened to the website in a long time. You don't have any pictures, any... It's just bleh. Yes?
Thank you. Website, that's something that I agree. It needs to be something that's current. It's up and running. It's fresh. It's new information that kind of gives the people that are interested an idea of what's going on. I think that some of the things that you'd mentioned are necessary to put on there anyway, just so people know, but it comes down to who's going to do it. Do we contract that out? Do we have money to have someone come in and do that? Does someone here in the Congress have that skill set? You know, I don't know. I don't know anything about building a website or how to do it, but I know I've seen wonderful websites, and I've seen websites that you knew someone did it themselves. So if we're going to do it, I don't think it needs to be first class and you know, practical and affordable, but something that, you know, makes the Osage Nation Congress give the presence and the image that it is what it is. So how do we go about doing that?
Well, I can't remember whether we had, before we had in the budget analysts job description assistance with technical and web, that kind of thing. So I guess we can go look and see, or we can ask him if he would care to participate. Absent that, I think we should, at least in the beginning, get some folks that want to serve on the committee, and then see if we can, if we feel like we can professionally get it done in-house, and if not, then we should contract out.
Where would that money come from in our budget? Contract?
Contractual. Mm-hmm. Professional contracts.
Huh. Or any volunteers of the nation that maybe could be interested in doing something like that for us? Or...
You mean like the assistant principal chief?
No, the IT guy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's people running around here that love doing that kind of stuff. And maybe with interns or
well, let's see,
some high school student. Or
let's see. I mean, we have a whole department, but we haven't turned in any content for them to update with. So what we need, the content. We need to be the people that create the content now. So let's start with that part, I guess. And then we'll see if we can send it over there and they can upload it, and if not, then we can go from there.
Man,
Maybe we should pull our webpage up on that.
I've got it pulled up right here.
Do
Yeah, just go to legislative branch, and it has our mission statement, which has five bullet points. It's got our contact information, which includes mailing address, physical address, our main phone, and then fax line. And that's it.
Used to have Archie and Shannon on there. There's a little bio, picture and bio.
Well, it may still have that. That was what you were supposed to...
That was only two divided, it was on there.
Well, you were supposed to submit it. If you never submitted it, you aren't...
I was going to, but it didn't stop.
No, it didn't. Well, you can look. Is there still bios on the Congress members on there?
Unless I'm...
Is this part of the Osage Nation's website? They're not responsible for upkeeping ours.
Well, it goes back to, we have to get them the content.
Well, we've got the content, and we could meet with them and say, here's what we want.
Well, I think we should, that would be our first, my first thing we should try. Yes. Congressman Walker?
Under legislative members.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, there are some links on the left-hand side. I was looking at the tabs at the top.
Kurt would be more than happy or willing to assign maybe a couple of his guys to do that. He's always worked well with me.
I don't think that's gonna be the issue. I think the issue is we haven't produced the content for them to put up. I mean, clearly, how many people still don't have their bios up there, RJ?
Nine.
Nine still don't?
Correct.
What's your excuse, boys?
Pictures current, and...
Well, it has to be in mind, for some reason.
And it still has the picture of the previous Congress.
Okay, we've got to get this under control. Subcommittee, committee, everybody here want to participate on this?
Well...
Yes?
I really think it's not like we're wanting to build and design a new website. We have a website that's the nation's website, and it's really based on my experience and even what I believe to be familiar with the process. It's up to us to provide the content, and we do have the ability. I think there's administrative access that we either have or can get, just like the clerks adding content, session information, meeting notices, meeting minutes, the links to all of this. They have an administrative access to our portion of the website. So we have the ability to put it on there. Now, I don't know how. I mean, I had a designated person in the roads department that kept our website up to date and stuff like that.
Okay, here's the question. Who wants to be on the committee to work on the content of the website? I do. Anybody else in this group?
I'll help.
All right, John Maker, anybody?
I'm not a webmaster, but I'll help.
No. We're not having to figure out how to put it up there. We're getting the content in order.
I can't design an apartment or a website, so, but, you know.
You're not designing your content.
I could help with ideas.
Okay.
I have an idea.
Do you want to be on the subcommittee to work on content?
I kind of feel like it's to some extent a congressional affairs function, and we can just have it on our website, on our meeting agendas, and discuss it. Any of us at any time, I think, can ask the clerk to...
I would agree with that, Art. No, the clerk cannot change the content on the website on her own.
I'm talking more like pictures and stuff like that. Any substantive or any something that may be discretionary or someone may have a problem with, and let the Congressional Affairs approve its addition to the website. That's kind of what our role is. I ask that the clerk be allowed to engage.
I just want to say that we can... I heard you saying something about putting stuff on the website. We can edit pages somewhat. Pictures, we would have to ask communications to kind of assist us because they're a little bit different. But we can edit whatever you guys want, but I don't want to be responsible for trying to figure out what that is.
I get it.
And I do know that I have sent out a couple of times requests for the bios for Congress members, and I have not had...
I know.
...a response except from just a couple of people. So, you know, there's going to have to be input in order for us to get those things changed.
Okay. Subcommittee. John Maker, Shannon, anybody else on this group? Okay, so we'll solicit, see if anybody else in Congress wants to be on it. We'll propose the content, and we can bring it to Congressional Affairs, who sometimes only meets once every other month. But we'll see what, if we can get something for the next meeting so that we can, before session's over, we can get some things updated for this. Well, it hasn't been updated in probably 4 years, at least.
The next meeting's the 19th.
Well, that's not entirely accurate. I mean, the clerks are regularly putting our meeting minutes and...
That's not...
Stuff. I know, no, I'm just saying, but to say that it hasn't been updated, I mean, they're keeping up with their end.
That's not the part I'm talking about.
Okay, well...
That's...
I just felt compelled to clarify that.
Yes.
Thank you. I think we're talking about it and we're making progress. It's more than what's been done in a while, so we've got a subcommittee formed. And I'd like to hear from the assistant clerk. She had her hand up of, like, maybe she has some skills that would lend to this process.
I appreciate that. I helped maintain the Delaware website when I worked for the Delaware tribe, because it is painful to pull up something that you're, where you work at, and you pull something up and there's nothing there. There's no content there. And it's embarrassing. So
then the assistant clerk and also the budget analyst can be on the subcommittee. There you go.
Thank you for yourself into that.
All right. Let the minutes reflect that, and they need to come back to the next meeting with something. And that'll be on the 19th?
The 19th, yes.
Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda is the break room floor plan. You say we have this somewhere?
Well, I have information there.
Can you clarify the intent of the HVAC section? Please install a ductless split system.
There is no, if I remember correctly, there's no air circulation in the break room. And due to the equipment that would be in there, they felt it necessary to increase the circulation for the life of the equipment. So,
I'm going to put a ceiling fan on there.
They were going to install the additional ductless.
What does that mean? Do you know?
If I remember correctly, the ductless systems are, they're like a wall hung unit that it sets close to the ceiling, but it doesn't have ductwork that's vented in from the ceiling. It's just a small wall hung unit.
How noisy is it, I wonder?
Depends on the brand. I've seen some that are extremely quiet, and I've seen some that are like a window unit.
Okay. So this says
who says that?
TDLA.
Okay.
This is the bid. Bid for the Congress break room. The contractor will remove the 2-foot width wall on the north end. Is that the wood?
Taking the wood off.
Take that wood down.
And make it sheetrock all the way.
We'll remove the siding on the southeast corner of the room. Wait a minute.
Did they get
the 2-foot wall is the little inset, there's a, just a little partial wall at the end of the cabinets or by the refrigerator, one or the other, I can't remember sitting here.
Remove all ceiling tiles, leave the grid in place, remove the existing flooring.
Question?
Yes.
I see a January 17th deadline for submissions. Does anyone have a status as to how that played out? Did we have submissions that people submit?
We had submissions. They had a contractor that was ready to start. At one point, I believe it was brought up in committee, and I believe that it was moved to go ahead with it, and then it came to a halt.
It did. Because A, the money was appropriated to the Congress to do this, not to the TDLA, because of the situation that happened with the doors when the TDLA oversaw that. You can hear Congressman Shaw's opinion on that if you want to hear a lot about it. And second...
His opinion on what?
The cost of those doors and what we approved to get versus what we got.
Okay.
And he's right. What we, in Congressional Affairs, approved to request and what we got are two different things. We talked about a key system, a card entry system, and we ended up with something that we're not using, I don't think, that dings when somebody walks through the door. Are we utilizing that?
We use it all the time, except for when we're in session. I mean, we leave the door propped open during session.
Okay.
But when we're not in session, it's dinging. Well, so we know that somebody walks in the door.
We asked for that to be restricted entry back there. And that hasn't happened.
They have that capability now, right?
Well, I believe so.
It's not happening. Anyway, that's a shortcoming of that. So in order to make sure that Congress has an input through the CA on this project, then we needed to look and see. For one thing, it wasn't ever discussed what the scope of it was going to be. I don't know who put the scope out, and I don't know who picked the contractor, but this is the first time we've seen this, so I'm glad we're looking at it. Yes.
Have we set an amount of what we're going to spend on this?
We did.
What, how much is it?
Was it $45,000?
I honestly...
We've got it in a...
It's in that massive bill.
How much?
Is that for two?
I don't know. Let's just keep going over what we've got here. And here's the chair, so I can relinquish the chair to the chair. We're going over the plans.
Also, the also the minerals are right on the screen, right?
Yeah. So the soda machines are not coming back in, are they? Because that's been a huge... For one thing, those are the BIAs, right? Okay.
And they have an agreement so that they can generate some revenue for their employee clubs. So they've been moved to the BIA side of the building. Their intent is to leave them there.
Okay, good. Because we've got a refrigerator if we want to put soda in the refrigerator. And that was actually a really big heat producer in there.
It was a huge producer?
Heat producer.
Oh.
Plus, if you noticed, it's been nice to have the ability to keep our food out of the office area and in the actual break room.
I haven't missed the notes on the wall.
That say what?
wash your dishes, clean off the countertop, you know, stuff like that. Flush the toilet.
See, this says they'll install framing around the doorways as shown in the drawings. These drawings right here?
On page 7.
Did they use that completely? Yeah, I haven't seen them in there.
They haven't been in there. They've created a small break room in there, in one of their rooms that they have.
So the door is moved?
All the tables that are in there are actually BIAs. We don't have any.
I believe the door is.
No, those are ours.
So this is the door now, right here, the big?
They have an alternative that you're aware of, or has it? They do.
So what's this down here?
They did ask if we get a stove, if they would be able to utilize the stove to heat stuff up.
What are you pointing at?
Down this end, what's that right there?
I'm okay to share.
Especially.
I think those are the pop machines.
Most of the time.
But we're not gonna have the pop machines.
No, we have our table right there.
Okay.
And they took their refrigerator out too, didn't they?
Yes, they moved their refrigerator to the break room.
So there will only be one refrigerator.
Okay, so now we've got cabinet space, a regular sized sink, a dishwasher, a range and hood, more cabinet space, two refrigerators if we wanted, an ice maker.
Well, the ice machine that's in there.
Stays.
Supposed to stay.
Where's the hot water heater?
It will be a tankless hot water heater that will be under the sink.
Okay. How does the hood vent? Is it one of the ventless hoods?
I honestly am not sure on that one. I only know about the hot water heater because I asked.
Ask them to add it?
Yeah.
I believe ventilation was one of the items addressed in the scope.
It says the contractor shall ensure the latex paint used is low VOC eggshell finish. What is VOC?
Voracious occupational.
Whatever.
Not sure what VOC is.
I'm sure it's going to be nice.
The good stuff.
Well, see, I have a problem with the countertops being plastic laminate clad and Mystic Moonlight or Venetian Ale. I'm just saying that laminate, if you put anything hot on there, if you cut on there at all, if you do any of that kind of stuff, you mess up the countertops. I mean, that was one of the first things that I thought about. Are we going with granite? Are we going with something that's more... I mean, granite anymore is not that much more expensive than laminate. And, you know, the difference is you can put stuff, hot stuff down on it, you can cut on it, you can spill on it, it won't stain. Granite won't, for the most part. I've never been able to stain it.
Yeah, one. If you do foul up a laminate countertop, though, it's pretty easy to fix. It's inexpensive.
Well, this carpet's fouled up in here. Nobody's been fixing it for the last.
Carpet's a little more expensive.
I mean, I think you need to consider the long haul. How much more expensive? I mean, who scoped laminate over something else? I'm talking about the kitchen.
I know. I'm just going to make it like nothing but the bath, but I don't get quartz.
That's
easy.
That stinks.
Your condition is it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not trying to. Sure. It's a good process. I'm glad we're going through it.
I'm sure it'll be nice.
I think I would just.
We're talking about this.
Just having.
We should have plastic laminate clad cabinet countertops.
We had laminate in our kitchen in our last house, and it had one little spot in the middle of the countertop where maybe a candle was left or something. I forget. There was one burn, but you know, I've got to. Raised a family of 5 kids and stuff, and we never fouled up our laminate countertop in 10 or 12 years.
So you care whether we try to get other kind of countertops?
Granite would be nice. we consider that it is, you know, it's got to be, you know what the process is, and it could be done. Just a matter, we want to spend $3,000 or $1,000.
It's my knowledge that you can get granite countertops for the same price that you can get, or almost the same price that you can get laminate.
Really?
You might have to buy it in 2x2 foot sections, but you can. I'm just going to request that we see what the bid comes out, changing that to a different surface.
The countertop.
Mm-hmm. And can we also see what the Mystic Moonlight and the Venetian L looks like?
So could maybe the...
Well, you got to think that if, is that the countertop color?
That's what it says.
You got to think that if you're changing it to granite, your colors are not going to be...
Coordinated.
No, I know.
Mystic L.
I understand. I'm just curious as to what Mystic Moonlight or Venetian Ale looks like.
Well, who picked it out?
And the VOC eggshell.
I have no idea. This is the first time I've ever seen this.
Maybe there could be a bid alternate or something on there, you know, just to consider.
Countertop edge treatment shall be the same as laminate cladding on horizontal surfaces.
Just curious, has this committee ever appointed a subcommittee to head up this remodel project for Congress?
No.
No.
Basically, we just told TDLA what we wanted, a renovation, and they came up with the scope. I think they came up and looked at it with the contractor and put the bid together.
That's what we're reviewing now.
Okay.
If the committee wishes, I will meet with TDLA with other members and
as well
discuss the countertops.
When they say vinyl composition flooring, are they talking about squares? Or are they talking about roll flooring? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Not me.
Well, it says it's vinyl composition flooring by Azrock Armstrong or Osage Nation approved.
Equivalent. It's probably the stuff that goes together.
I was going to say, I'm assuming that it's probably the commercial tiles.
Got one question.
Congressman.
So, I do recall some conversations. Congresswoman Edwards and I had a discussion about this a time or two. Had a follow-up conversation with Otto after that. And I felt like more, not so much getting into the details of laminate versus granite, which is fine to talk about. I'm fine with that. But I thought it was bigger possibilities, like potential walls coming out.
Moving that one wall.
And then expanding it into the storage room or whatever we're calling that. I thought that was more the basis of, let's tap the brakes on this so we can determine if the scope is big enough and going to suit our needs. Just looking at this, you know, I see an acceptable break room. There's a couple refrigerators, a range and a hood, countertop, ice machine, and, you know, I suspect that it's going to be pretty nice. Nicer than what we've got now, for sure. If we want to consider expanding the scope to give us some place to eat rather than right there back there in our offices, then we need to do that.
Shannon?
The only thing I can say about moving into the annex is that we have to really consider the fact that our server is in that room. We don't want our server around the added moisture and heat and things that the break room would have. That's my only concern with moving it into the annex, because then you could potentially end up having to move the server, which could get expensive.
Harford Networks.
What I was hoping that we were going to do is solve the problem of not being able to leave the building except for with one exit. Because for all intents and purposes, the BIA is not really occupying that hallway. So the question was whether that door could go out and be put somewhere else, and that mailroom could be taken over and incorporated by a door that would allow the mailroom to become a conference room or taken out. I mean, my question was there a way to get another meeting room out of this whole situation? Because that's what we're fairly desperate for. We really don't have a meeting room other than right here.
Well, let me address the exit door first. There is a door right there that leads through that small corridor between the buildings. I don't know if it's ever used or even operating. I suspect it probably is.
It's not ever used, but it is operating.
I have always wanted to use that door.
I actually used it, and you run into a huge pile of leaves when you go out, and it's kind of scary. But
I think that needs to
it
be.
It is an exit.
It needs to be cleaned up.
It needs to be cleaned up, and it needs to. You know, do we have an emergency exit plan? I mean,
we're supposed to, but I still see no reason why we've allowed that door to become inaccessible for us when the Bureau doesn't even start till back over there. So to me, we ought to negotiate with them to see if we can take over some more space, because we're not going anywhere anytime soon. And then also make that an entrance and exit that we can utilize.
This one, the existing door right here?
No, over where the BIA put that. You know, that didn't exist when we first started. All of a sudden, one day, we were over here, and all of a sudden, we moved over there, which was good, but then this door came up, and it was like, what just happened?
Chairman?
I'm not trying to say yay, nay, or anything, but the only time that I have ever really gone into the BIA side of the building was yesterday when I went to go look and see if the code books were actually locked. And I walked through there, and when you start talking about expanding that room east, we really need to consider, is there a transition height-wise? Because when you walk out those doors, you immediately hit a ramp that goes up. So that made me think, and all I did is walk down the hallway. I haven't gone into any of those rooms, but it made me think there's probably a transition floor level wise that we need to consider if you're talking about actually opening a wall up. If you're not talking about opening a wall up and you're talking about just utilizing some of their space for a conference room or a meeting room, then that's a whole different idea, in the sense that you could get access and renegotiate the lease that they have or whatever. But if you're talking about opening the wall up and there's a floor level difference, that's something that needs to be considered.
I agree. I wanted us to explore those possibilities, and it's not been explored, so that was my request, that we explore them.
Have you been inside there to see what's on the other side of that wall?
No.
I think I asked Tynesy about it one day. We were in the break room, and I said, because she worked there for many years. I said, what is behind this? She said, well, right now, just a bunch of empty file cabinets, because they have downsized so much, they're not even in that room. Somebody here needs to go in and just visually inspect it.
Otto, could you request that we be able to go over and do a little tour and see if we can, what would happen if we tried to negotiate that space back? And I would think the Bureau would be happy to give up space they're not really using and quit paying rent to us.
Yeah, see what we can do.
Now, then the other thing is just this, I think we need to think about this big old entrance into the break room. Just a noise factor, maybe that's okay. But I assume that's not a door, that's just an opening, is that right?
That's what I understood it to be.
So theoretically, you could have a door and shut off the break room if you wanted to. But now if we do that, we won't be doing that.
Congressman Whitehall?
Did, just, I'm just curious, did we ask in the planning phase of this for this to be opened up that wide, or was that just something that came to us?
That just came to us.
From their plan? So we didn't really ask for that wide of an opening?
These two things are not there anymore, so they not. So did we gain any additional cabinet space, or did we need any? I guess we gained some here and then below too.
We probably close to doubled our cabinet space.
That's great. We have a work triangle, not really, but I guess that's okay.
If you can look at it, there's no work triangle. We'll figure it out.
There's no work triangle?
Congressman Maker?
Do we have a drawing?
Well, there's really not a work triangle right now, so.
A drawing like this for the murals, but this is part of the project.
Yeah, but I haven't got cameras yet.
And they need to have.
Go back to the money part.
So what?
The money we have for this renovation is for both rooms.
Yeah, and right now this bid came in at, I believe, at $25,000. And we set aside $10,000 for the renovation, so.
Did we bid carpet too?
No, we haven't yet, we still have that.
Well, we included the carpet in.
We do have.
Okay.
Money for the carpet for chambers, lobby, and offices.
Do we have, and Minerals Council know?
Did we let them know?
No, we didn't bid carpet for them too?
No, we haven't yet.
We probably ought to ask them if they want to be included so that this, we don't have four different kinds of carpet going through. Right now we do, we have four different kinds of carpet. Okay. Well, I'm not the chair anymore, sorry.
The break room for plans I'll get with TD Lane, start revisiting everything, and we'll get with the guy to see what's going on over there with the lease.
Can we ask PDLA to participate next time?
Yeah, we can. We can go over.
Well, let me just say that.
You want to what?
I don't mind TDLA participating, but the reason, there was a reason that this money was appropriated to the Congress, and that was so Congress could oversee this and not just get dictated to. And have a time frame that was whatever time frame TDLA decided. And so far, opening up a whole wall without Congress input on that, I mean, to me, that will change the dynamics of this whole front area. Now, maybe that's what we want, but I think we should discuss it, because basically, that takes that from being a room that you can close off if you need to and have offices or have conversations. It's going to turn that into a whole open area, which maybe we want. But I think it's definitely going to require then that those doors stay closed, because it's going to change the sound dynamics.
Well, I think that they can probably shed some light and answer some of those questions or concerns that we have. And I see them more of a resource for us to at least consider in the process, so that's why I requested that they participate. I said participate, not dictate.
Okay. Well, so far that somebody dictated.
I think that's a good idea. Let's just see.
Remodel homes and stuff. There's nothing about the remodeling.
I've done one, two, three.
You could hire Reed Jones.
I don't even. Well, personally, I never think men should be too involved in the kitchen design unless they somehow spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
Amen.
If they spend a lot of time in the kitchen, then yes.
Amen.
But otherwise,
I take exception to that.
Well, but not.
That is
I said, if they spend a lot of time in the kitchen, washing those dishes, making that food, cleaning up. Personally, I haven't seen too many congressmen in the kitchen cleaning up.
We're so glad we see you at the grill. We see you guys at the grill every session. We like that.
Okay, there's that ego builder for you guys.
All right, we're at a, any more discussion on the floor plans? If not, Chair, we entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
We are adjourned.
We have to ask the committee.
It's real.
Is that what it's saying?